Good morning. Cool high pressure overhead again today across interior New York and New England, making for a chilly start early this morning. Temperatures are in the upper 30s and lower 40s on average across the region. With brilliant sunshine today, though, and an increasing south breeze, we'll have a quick turnaround and temperatures will push quickly back through the 40s and 50s, even through the 60s by mid to late afternoon, and most places topping out in the lower 70s by late day today. A warm front heading in our direction for tonight will produce some clouds and maybe even a passing shower. A rumble of thunder cannot even be ruled out in spots as the warm front presses through late tonight. And with the cloud cover, temperatures not nearly as cool overnight tonight and only going back into the 50s. That warm front will continue to track to our north during the day tomorrow, and that will begin a flow of increasingly warmer and more humid air into the region. With hazy sunshine, tomorrow afternoon's highs will be well into the middle 80s. With that warmth and humidity and some wind energy in the area, scattered thunderstorms could develop across parts of the region tomorrow, especially across northern New York and New England. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side. A warm and muggy night tomorrow night, leading to another very warm day Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s. Again, hazy sunshine will lead to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday afternoon. A cool front will make a run at us Wednesday night and for the first part of the day on Thursday, with showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely. High temperatures on Thursday will be in the lower 80s, and then temperatures will slide after the front passes and a northwest breeze picks up. This will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds, a stiff northwest breeze, and much cooler air on Friday, with highs only in the middle 60s. High pressure build again will keep it dry, and it looks great through the upcoming weekend with brilliant sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday and highs bouncing back into the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the upper Great Lakes region. Large hail and damaging wind gusts are the primary threats here. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Humberto, located about 145 miles southeast of the southernmost Cape Verde Islands. Humberto is moving toward the west near 12 miles per hour, and this general motion should continue for the day today. A turn toward the west-northwest with a decrease in forward speed is expected by tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Humberto will pass south of the southernmost Cape Verde Islands this afternoon and tonight, and pass west of these islands tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts, and additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Humberto could become a hurricane by Wednesday. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport in the Cayman Islands at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Islamabad, Pakistan at 5:12 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, with a northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, some fog, otherwise partly cloudy and 44 degrees, the dew point 40, 85% relative humidity, wind out of the southeast at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low, 46, the average temperature, 59, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 61 hundredths for the month, which is 19 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 32.12 inches for the year, which is 5.17 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 94, set in 1959, and the record low, 36, in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:15 p.m., 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Increasing clouds tonight, a passing shower possible with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny, comfortably cool today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine and comfortably cool today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun, very warm and humid with a late-day thunderstorm possible, mid-80s, mid to upper 80s on Wednesday, a few late-day thunderstorms. A mix of sun and cloud, showers and thunderstorms likely Thursday, lower 80s, breezy and much cooler Friday, partly sunny in the mid-60s, sunny, cool Saturday, mid to upper 60s and near 70 with sunshine on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.